President Bush meets today with an African political celebrity. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf just became the first woman elected to head an African government, and she addressed a joint session of Congress last week. Sirleaf is president of Liberia, which has suffered from years of civil war. Tammy Holtman reports on the problems the president faces when she gets back home.
Men with guns competing for power, demolished roads and bridges, electrical facilities, hospitals and schools and businesses all across this country. More than 250,000 of its 3 million people were killed. More than half fled across borders or tried to survive in the bush. In the town of Ganta, on Liberia's far northeast border, a school operated by the United Methodist Church was overrun 4 times in 12 years. Principal John Gabalia.
Early morning, we heard the rebel were coming. We just took to our heels, leaving everything behind.
For 10 months, fighting raged across campus. Staff and students lost everything, and so did the school. Such destruction is everywhere, and the wounds of war are deep. One of the president's first acts was launching a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. She also is working with West African leaders to see that former warlord Charles Taylor faces war crimes charges. In an interview, she said her government must address the inequities that fueled the fighting.
They're going to be looking at the root causes of our conflict and the cleavages that have existed in our society historically. Because they had to do with exclusion. They had to do with the monopolization of power and privilege.
Avoiding past mistakes, says President Sirleaf, requires using Liberia's natural wealth, its gold, its diamonds, timber, rubber, and vast water resources, to create jobs. Her new investment commission director, Richard Tolbert, spent 25 years in exile after a coup killed his uncle, the president. He says the private sector must be the engine of growth.
Obviously, the last 25 years has been complete disruption. But for those looking for an opportunity, business opportunity, you can come and get in at ground zero right now. And I think the upside is far, far in excess of the downside at this point.
At a reception in the capital, Monrovia, President Sirleaf appealed for help to develop Liberia.
Specifically, for those of you from the business sector, we ask you to invest.
The president has repeatedly pledged to curb rampant corruption, and she tried to reassure potential investors that Liberia's business climate is changing.
The period of tax avoidance and tax evasion is over. Because we are going to ensure that we get the resources that our country needs and rightfully should have to be able to carry out our development agenda.
Back in Ganta, Mary Zigbuo administers the church-run hospital that is the only such facility in the region. Although 70% of the buildings were destroyed, she says creativity and community support sped the hospital's reopening.
The people here are very proactive. They might not be able to afford a bag of cement or a bundle of zinc roofing.
But they are bringing in buckets of sand and gravel to mix with the cement for rebuilding the school and hospital. So far, the Liberian people seem willing to join their president in a campaign for reconciliation and reconstruction. At a recent national conference of Methodists on the Ganta campus, President Sirleaf asked for help to deliver on her promises to meet basic human needs and to preserve the optimism prevailing in Liberia today. For NPR News, I'm Tammy Holtman.